In dozens of legislative districts around the country, Democrats have been scoring upsets. Late last year, they came about 300 votes short of flipping a longtime Republican stronghold just east of Nashville. That's put the GOP on notice. Now, many are watching another Middle Tennessee race. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
It's a desperate-sounding plea delivered to residents of five Middle Tennessee counties over social media.
I need your help. I need your support. I need your advice. And I need you to get out for me during this early voting session.
The frantic man on screen is Shane Reeves, a Murfreesboro pharmacist running as a Republican in a special election. And though you might not know it from the tone, Reeves is the favorite.
Need your vote. Early voting starts today. Please take time to get out and vote. God bless.
The early voting period has since ended. And tomorrow, residents of Tennessee's 14th Senate District are going to have a new state senator. The district stretches from the northwest corner of Rutherford County all the way through Shelbyville, Fayetteville, and Lewisburg. And it should be a cakewalk for a well-known pro-business Republican like Reeves. But he says it'd be foolish to treat this election as anything other than close.
If any Republicans out there right now in this climate are not taking serious that the Democratic Party is mobilized and mad, then they're making a big mistake.
Democrats do seem to be motivated. After a year of upsets and near upsets, they flipped more than three dozen Republican-held seats in state houses around the country. This district might be beyond their reach. The man who used to hold the seat, Republican Jim Tracy, won in 2016 with nearly three-quarters of the vote. Still, Reeves is pulling out all the stops. Campaign records show he spent well over $100,000 in advertising. He estimates he put another $50,000 into direct mail. He's also received the full-throated assistance of the state Republican Party, which hopes to stem the Democratic wave. Scott Golden is its chairman.
Everybody I know from our side of the campaign world and Mr. Reeves, we are all very much expecting it to be a close race. But, I mean, we need to make sure that the voters know our message, know our agenda, and make sure that they're coming out and voting.
Democrats have also been mobilizing volunteers from Tennessee and beyond the state to help get out the vote. Their candidate is a professional mediator and mother of four named Gail Jordan, whom Tracy beat less than 2 years ago. On the first day of early voting, she and her campaign manager were at the polls in Lewisburg. Within minutes, a man in a pickup truck stops. He hops out and introduces himself.
I'm Jim. How are
Jim,
you?
Jim, I'm Gail Jordan.
Hey, Jim, I'm Susan.
I recognize you.
Nice to meet you.
Jim Whittle asks Jordan for a yard sign. He also wants to show her the business card he carries in his wallet. It's from her campaign. He's been trying to get it into the hands of someone who's undecided.
Everywhere I go, I try to talk to him. It's a tough fight.
How so?
Most are Republicans around here, you know.
But not so long ago, contests in places like the 14th District weren't such locks for Republicans. Rural and suburban Democrats were potent factors in Tennessee well into the 2000s, helping them win the governor's office and hold on to majorities in the state legislature. Then came the Tea Party wave of 2010, which left Republicans in total control of state government. Jordan hopes the voters are ready for another change.
I think there are a number, including the folks in District 14, good people, that are members of the Republican Party who believe in the things that the Republican Party used to stand for, and I think they're frustrated.
Jordan believes a platform focused on issues like expanded health care, better schools, and improved broadband in rural areas can win back voters who've drifted from the Democratic Party.
It's critical, I think, for us to have our Democratic voices out there saying there are other ways to do this.
Over the past few weeks, the race has become increasingly pointed. Republicans attack Jordan for being an atheist, which she doesn't hide. She even works for a nonprofit that offers support to people who've left religion. Democrats counter that their opponent, despite billing himself as politically independent, has received help from close allies of President Trump, including Congressman Marsha Blackburn and Scott Desjarlais. Both sides say the key to winning this race will be turnout. But even if she loses, Jordan believes Democrats are showing signs of progress. Local Democratic meetings are drawing more people. Leaders are organizing mixers. There are book clubs, all of which contribute to the Democratic Party's rebuilding, says Jordan.
Yes, we love their help for the campaign. Yes, we love their support. But so much more than that, it's to build a community.
For the Republican, Shane Reeves, the stakes are perhaps higher. He wants to show that Republican control in Tennessee is as firm as ever.
I feel like we need to win this, and we need to win this, you know, as decisively as possible. Yeah, I feel a I feel a burden. It's more than just my election. It's about wanting to do good for the Republican parties in the counties and the state.
Political observers all over the country will be reading the tea leaves when the results from the 14th district come in tomorrow. Reeves hopes they'll augur well for Republicans. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.